Okay, Rabosai, we are in Daf Hey on the days in Sachin. Yesterday we learned very well the Tosis, we are in Hara, we learned the Tosis on the top with regard to the drasha that Gemara quotes, Selecha, Ataroa, Biataroa, Selechem, Shogavoa, as part of the Braisa, that the Braisa analyzes the various psukim regarding the Isra of owning Chametz, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzei, different expressions used in the various psukim. So the mention of this halacha of shalacherim v'shalgavoa, both of which are not going to subject you to bayra bayimatzei, and it's true begvulin, and it's true bebatim, and the case will be discussed later in the Gemara, a case of pikadon, shonachri, shalok kibbalah v'achrayis. Okay, so that was the discussion yesterday in terms of the question of why by chalo we needed a separate miyut for hegdish and for nachrim, and here it goes with one miyut, and we had a lot of lumdis that we brought in again, the shita of the Gra, and how Tosis might hold, and we saw other Rishonim in the Ran regarding what does it mean shalacherim. Does the Torah mean that specifically if it's shonachrim, but shal Yisrael achir, a person would violate by Rabbi Yimatzei? And on the other hand, do we say no, shalacherim means it's not yours? And even if you hold that way, we could still explain why Tosis has a kasha, as we saw yesterday in the Ran. One last nekuda in this issue that I want to relate to what we said at the end of Shir, and then we'll go on in Yisrael Shem to the next Tosis. The Gra, the Shita Sagra, again, it's not just the Gra, we noted Torah Chaim, Pnei Yeshua, Tzlach, Beis Meir, but the Shita that we attribute to the Gra, that you would violate by Rabbi Yimatzei on another Jew's chametz, even though you are not mekabel achrayis, it's in your possession. So the way we explained, really are two ways one could understand that. How come it doesn't get excluded from the drasha shalacha yatarar tarar shalachirin? One way, and this is how the Beis Meir was a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva Eger, Rabbi Meir Posen. He wrote on Aruch Chaim and many sefers of Shas. He thought that the pshat is that the meaning of shalacha is by definition shalacha Jewish chametz, a collective you. Kal Yisrael's chametz. So the mele, the diuk is shalachirim if it's not Jewish chametz. That's certainly one possible way to understand why the Gra holds that you're liable by Matzei, even for the other person's chametz, because it is shalcha in the sense of shalcha is defined as the collective Kal Yisrael. Then we suggested yesterday another possibility. And when we discussed why L'mashal, the relationship between the miut by chala and the miut by chametz, in light of the teretz that Tosis gives in the next Tosis and the Ran over here, that when it comes to chala, we know that both hegdish and nachrim are excluded because it's two miutim, and neither therefore is called lecha. Masha enkin by chametz, now that we know by chala that they're both in the same category that are not called lecha, so now we understand also by chametz to exclude both with one miut, it's not called lecha. And yet, as we noted, when it comes to chala, shel shimin is still chayiv in chala vis-a-vis Reuven. But according to Shita Saran, the chametz of shimin, Reuven is not going to violate by Reuven. So how come it doesn't line up there? And we explain that when it comes to chala, the miut of Ariso Sechem is speaking to the chefts of the dough. So therefore, the miut is shalcha and not what's not lecha, and there's different definitions of what's not lecha, and we might akum, because that's not called lecha, it's foreign, it's away from you, and also hegdish. When it comes to the other person's dough, so from the chefza perspective, there's a lecha here. The lecha is Shimon's dough. So not shaykh to be memayit for Reuven, not the chayv and chala, because if the chefza has a lecha, then the chefza is chayv and chala. So whoever's eating or mafri or the bailim has to do a hafrasha because of the lecha of the other one. Masha Enkin, when it comes to chametz, we suggested the Ram will hold that the miut of lecha is speaking not to the chefs of the chametz, but speaking to the gavra who violates by Rabbi Matzei. So here, memela, the same lecha that's memayit, nachri, hegdish, that you don't violate by Rabbi Matzei if it's not lecha, so it will also extend to the fact that if it's Shimon's, Reuven won't violate by Rabbi Matzei. Because the focus is on the person, not on the chetz. But it could be that the Gra will hold. This is another way to understand the Gra. The reason why the Gra holds that Shimon will violate by Ramatzeh if Reuven's chametz is in his possession over Pesach, even though he's not mekablach, right? He's on the chametz, is because the Gra holds that the miut by chametz is also directed to the chefza. That the chefza of the chametz is not going to have an iser for by Ramatzeh for anyone if it is what it is considered to be, not lecha. Meaning, shel hegdish v'shel gavot v'shel nachrim. But if it was shel shimin, so now how can you say there's no bari rei matzeh because it's not lecha, it's shel shimin. So there's a lecha there. The lecha is on the chayfetz because there's a lecha here, there's a shimin. So it's not because the Gra understood that lecha means Jewish owned. Lecha means that it's only going to have a violation if it's a lecha. If it has to have a tag on it, that's lecha. That means it's shayach to a person. Okay, I think I have a raya to this understanding of the Gra based on a Rashi. There are already diyukim in Rashi here that Rashi holds like the Gra, like that sheet of the Gra. The Rashi seems to define shel acherim es shel nachrim. Even the Gemara is a bit mashma that way, but in Rashi also kigon nachrim. There's a Rashi later that the Achronim Medayik as well, that he holds like this sheet of the Gra, and it's the Rashash over there is Medayik and others as well. Rashi, we once mentioned this when we first, I think, encountered this Machokas. We may have in passing mentioned the Rashi. And that Mem Vav Amid Beit. This is that Mishnah that we mentioned also in a different context, Benugea, Shreifas Kadshim B'Yantif, if you remember, Amid Aleph. So we have a situation of dough that's Tameh. And what do you do as far as Hafresha Shchala is concerned? If you're Mafresh Shchala and you can't give it to the Kohen to eat because it's Tameh, and you can't bake it because there's no need, there's no Tzorach, can't give it to the dogs either. So what happens now? What do you do? It's a dilemma here. You have Issa that's Tameh and it's Yantif and you don't want to become Chametz. That's the dilemma that the Mishnah is discussing on Memvav. So the sheet of Rabbi Yehoshua is no problem. Why? Says Rabbi Yehoshua, this is on Memvav on the base, lo zel chametz shemuzhar na labbar Rabbi Matzeh. This would not be a chametz that would bring with it an avei Rabbi Matzeh. Therefore, no problem. Be mafish lachala, leave it till the evening. If it gets chametz, no problem. Nobody violates anything. Explains Rashi. What's the Pshat Rabbi Yeshua? Why won't there be a Bari Bari Matzeh on this dough that's Tameh, that your mafish, the challah that your mafish from this dough can become chametz and nobody has a problem here? Rashi says, because it's not his. Lavdi Dehu. Lacha Shekara Lashem. Once your mafish is challah, it's not yours. It belongs to the Kohanim. Ukroksid. I'm reading the Rashi of the second line on Nevav and Beis. Ukroksiv shelcha yataroa. V'zeh eino shelcha, and this is not yours. Rashi goes on, it's not yours. V'lo shelcha v'recha, nor is it the other person's. Da'akati lamata yad koa. Rashi says, it's not a problem here, says Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because you want to see kore shem, it's the Kohanim's. It belongs to the Shevet HaKohuna. So it's no problem. Why? It's because it's not yours. Now the question is, what did Rashi need that extra few words? Because it didn't get to the Kohen. Here's the question. What did Rashi mean by adding those words? The way the Rashash took Rashi needs it for the same reason that he needs to start by saying, well, you're not violating Ba'ira. Rashi says, you're not violating Ba'ira, but you might say, because it's not yours. But wait a second. But it still belongs to the Kohen. So then why wouldn't you violate by Rabbi Matzeh? So Rashi says, no, it didn't get Liyad Kohen. It's not Shel Chavirecha either. If it would have been Shel Chavirecha, then who would be violated by Rabbi Matzeh? What did Rashi mean to say? So the Rashash took Rashi to mean, Rashi's not saying, why you're not violating, why they're not violating. They're not violating. That's maybe another way to think about Rashi. That when Rashi's focusing on you, you who are mafish the challah are not in violation by Rabbi Matze. Why? Because it goes into the miut shelucha yataroa, v'taroa acherim, and this is not yours nor shelucha b'racha. Says Rashash, l'chera, if that's the case, if that's the pshan Rashi, Rashi is to tell me, because it's not shelucha b'racha, therefore you don't violate by Rabbi Matze. It means if it would be shelucha b'racha, then that wouldn't go into the miut of acherim. Then you'd be barred by Ramatze, because who's Acherim? How does Vashi understand Acherim? Acherim will mean Achrim. But if it's Chavercha Yisrael, if it's another Jew, then Shimon's comments by Ruvain makes Ruvain violate by Ramatze. Says Vashi, no, it's not that either, because it's not a single one's individual's Chala. It's belonging to Kohanim, but no specific one Kohen. It didn't get to the specific Kohen yet. Therefore, you are free from Bar Matzah. That's the reading of the Rashi. Now let's analyze that more carefully in light of what was the basis for the Shita Sagra. L'chor, it seems to me that this Pshat and Rashi that wants to connect Rashi to that Shita of the Gra, that if it's owned by another Jew, then the first Jew would violate by Matzah if it's in his possession, chametz of another Jew. If I would understand the Gra to mean that shalacha means Jewish owned chametz, so then I still don't understand the Rashi. Because what is the point? It didn't belong to Kohen X. It didn't get to the one, to the Kohen yet. So it's sort of in limbo for Kohanim. So how does that take us out of the problem of Lecha? If the Pshat of the Gra was Lecha means owned by Jews, and the only reason it's not going to be a problem is it's Shalachirim, means it's not owned by Jews. So how do we gain explaining Rashi Lefi the Gra? If Rashi's Kavana is, it's not a problem of Shalacha because it's not yours, because you're Kori Shem, so it belongs to the Kohanim. And it's not Chavei Recha because it gets to the Kohen. So what does that mean? It didn't belong to a single Kohen, but it belongs to Jews, belongs to Kohanim. It's not yours, but it's Shelcha. It's Shelcha because it's Jews. It's owned by Kohen. So it's not that I know which Kohen owns it. So if I don't know which Kohen is owned, that means it's not called Lecha. So how can we explain Rashi with the Gra? Elamai, I think I see from here that the Pshat is, even if you hold like the Gra, that Shimon is violating by Ramatzeh and Reuven's Chametz, the Pshat is not because it's Shalcham means Jewish on Chametz. It's because the meat of Lecha goes on the Chametz. And if there is a tag called Lecha, means a specific Jew that this Chametz is Shayach to, the Chametz belongs to, then whoever it might be violates by Matzah on such chametz. Says Rashi, yeah, but that's if there were to be a single Jew somewhere that you could say, oh, the chametz is shalcha. So then it's nogea, not just him by his vayirah by him. It would be nogea someone else's vayirah if it was by him. This chametz that has the tag called lecha has a Jewish owner. So any Jew violates vayirah on the other Jew's chametz. Because it's lecha, because there's some owner. Says Rashi, but if there's no one single owner, you can't define it. It's not yet reached to the Kohen. It belongs to some Kohen, but we don't know who. It belongs to Shevet HaKohuna. It's not a problem. So I think that the way that they're learning Rashi, that Rashi connects with that mahalach of the Gra, Rashi's point is why it's not a violation for the one who's mafish the chala, because it's not his, plus it's not chavei recha. I think to say it, you have to also learn pshat in the Gra, the way we said yesterday, not the way that we originally were saying, because it's Jewish-owned chametz. It's still Jewish-owned. And Elamai, it's not because of that. It's because it has to be a lecha on it of somebody, then it's shayach for a kapayra for everybody. That's, I think, a little tosefes to yesterday's vart that we said, another way to understand why you would hold it, the shita, that anyone's chametz, any Jew's chametz, could put another Jew in violation. Okay, that's regarding yesterday. Questions? Yishmak, good? Okay. Next Tosis. Mishum dechshiv lecha lecha trei zimni. Okay, so let's get our bearings. What is this going on in the Gemara? The Gemara quoted the line of the Braisa when it talks about originally that you cannot accept Pikdonos min Anachrim, Tamilomar lo yimatzei. The Braisa presses on and says, Ainli el benachri shaloki basto. There's two categories. There's a Nachri that's not under your dominion. Shaloki basto. He's not shaykh to you. He's not there hanging around all the time in your chatzar. But what about Nachri shakibasto b'sherim chabachatzar minayin? How about this Nachri that's more under your control and is around in your chatzar minayin? Tamalom lo yimatzei. Ask the Gemara, what is this question and answer going on? Simply reading the Brayse, it sounds like we're trying to explain that there's an Isser of accepting Pikdonos min Anachrim, not just by Anachri Shelo Kibasto, but even by Anachri Shekibasto. In fact, the Gemara, crappy, right? The opposite is true. The Svara is the opposite. That it makes more sense to assume that there'd be a violation by Anachri that Shekibasto. Rashi explains, because there, Mamono Kimamoncha, there you understand why you could more likely say you're violating by Ramatse when a guy who you have control of and can take his money is in your chassid. And by Kesi Lokibasto, that's bigger chidush. Because you don't have the same control. Says Abaya and Chanami, Ipcha, you have to change it, Epoch. So what the Braisa was really saying was, how do I know, even in Anachri Shelo Kibasto, that you can't accept the Pikadon again in the case of the Morgan Alcon when you're Mekabel Achrayis? That's a bayi. Good? Clear. Rabba doesn't want to switch the language of the Braisa. It says, Enli El Anachri Shelo Kibasto. How do I know Anachri Shelo Kibasto? So what does Rabba do? Rabba says that this question is not going on the case of Pikadon of Nachri, that would be Aser. The question is going in the case of Pikadon Shel Nachri that's going to be mutter, which is the case later in the Gemara where you're not Mekabel Achrayis. So a guy gives you a Pikadon, you're not Mekabel Achrayis on it, and that would be okay. You're not violating by your Mamatzei on a Pikadon Shel Nachri Shelo Kibel Yisrael Lav Achrayis. But on that, the Braisa asks, I understand that that's true by your Nachri Shelo Kibasta, that you don't have the same control of it. So then I understand that the Kabbalah Achrayis, that without being Mekabel Achrayis, in that case, you would not be violating any Issa. But Anachri Shekibasto, where there's a closer connection, you have the control over him, how do you know there that if he gives you a Pikad, Yidam Mekabel Achrayis, that you're also free of Bayi Vayimatzei? That was the question that the Braisa was asking according to Rav. Talmud Lomar, Lo Yimatzei. Ask the Gemara Pashtakasha. If you want to preserve the lesson of the Braisa, and then say the question's being posed is on the case of Heter, the case that you're allowed to hold on to it, where you're not Mekabel Achrayis, even by a case of Kibasto, then has the Braisa respond to the question by saying, Tamid Lomar what? Lo Yimatzei. Tamid Lo Yimatzei. Lo Yimatzei is a svara, a source to make something asa, not a source to make something mutter. So how can it read? How can the Braisa say Tamid Lo Yimatzei? That's where a bias pshat would have made more sense, because we're going on the case of Issa. To this, the Gemara answers, Mishum dechsiv l'cholacha trezimni. So here we're going to have to go through a couple of pshatim in what the Gemara means. What does the Gemara say? Because it says l'cha two times. As Rashi explains, you have the l'cha in Parshas Bo and Parshas Kadesh. That counts as one l'cha. One by chametz v'lecha sa'or is counting as one l'cha. And then the other one in re'eh. V'lo yirecha sa'or, again l'cha. So what? So it says L'cha Trezimni. It says Tosfos B'Shem Rashi, Pirush HaKuntres. Kiva de Miyater, L'cha Shadir Elo Yimatze. So we have an extra L'cha. So we take the L'cha, the extra L'cha, and we connect it to the Lo Yimatze, which means what? That even in a situation of a Kibasto lines up with Yimatze, he's more shaykh to you, he's in your chatzar, he's available, he's under your control. So the extra l'cha is now going to be attached to the yimatzei. So it's as if you had specifically Torah saying, even in the case of yimatzei, even in the case of kibasto, even in the case of shaymacha b'chatzar, it's only l'cha and not his chavetz. And you're not going to violate it by your matzei in a case where it's not l'cha, it's owned by him. even though it's imatze case, even the case of kibash. So therefore, the brisa works. The brisa saying tamu imatze, meaning the imatze together with the extra melucha. That's the teretz of the gemara. Tektos, spirsa kudus, given the yata lecha, shad yelo imatze, because of the Rashba, and the Rashba Tosis is always who? Who's the Rashba Tosis? The Rashmi Shantz. The kashel Rashba, the mitura de lecha gufei, afilo below lo imatze, matsino miute, nachos kibasta. So what do you need to come on to the lo imatze? We have an extra lecha, so the extra lecha will tell me that there's a miute of, that you can not going to violate. By Rabbi Matze, if you're Makaba Pikdonos, we're not Nachrim, and what's the extra lecha? Even by Kibasta. You want to know, how do I know you make Kibasta? You have an extra lecha. So why do you have to tie the lecha to the Rabbi Matze and then use the Bryce as to quote the Rabbi Matze? Tell me Rabbi Matze, just say from the lecha itself. Obvious cash, right? But Omri, Tosis responds, the Ilav me Rabbi Matze, if it would not be for the Rabbi Matze that appears in the Chumash, I wouldn't be memayit nachos shekibasto, that you wouldn't violate it by your matzah if he gave you a pikad na yam mekabel achrayis. That who nami lecha chashiba, because I would say that that's also lecha. If you have the total control over this nachri, so that can't be excluded from lecha. To the contrary, that should be a chayiv. You should be violated by your matzah. I the extra lecha. I'll figure out something for have a mina. The asu drash achrina. I'll figure out another drasha. The Gemara has where Yosef Glilich wants to learn out the heter hanabe chametz from lecha. Who knows? If find another drasha. I'm not going to use the lecha for something which my gut tells me should not be a true halacha. Because to the contrary, why should I memayit a nachrish and kibasta who gave you a pikadon that shouldn't be called lecha? If it's nachrish and kibasta, it is lecha. So without the Loyin Matse, I wouldn't want to run that way with the Lecha. I wouldn't want to go there and assume that it's not called Lecha. I would call it Lecha, and I'd find another miyot that would fit better with the Lecha to exclude. But now that I have the Loyin Matse, I will hashta the Shadina Loyin Matse. Now that I have the Loyin Matse, now I can take the Lecha and say, Lecha, I'll carry it over to Loyin Matse, mimashma'use mimatinan, nachwe shekibashto. And then I could be memayit nachas shekibasto from the masmos of the lecha with the lo yimatze. The lo yimatze lecha, but putting the lecha with the lo yimatze, it turns into lo yimatze lecha. That masma feel the matze be in lecha. So that's why the brayson needs to bring into the mix the lo yimatze, and now the lecha tied with the lo yimatze can allow us to learn out this new halacha that the Torah is saying, even by lo yimatze, even by a case of shekibasto, if it's not mamish rochametz, he gave you a pikkun, you're not mekabach reis. You're not violated. This is Tosus' answer why you need the law you might say as well. Tosus presses on. Okay, so far so good, right? That's Tosus' terrors. Why need the law you might say? Tosus presses on. Aval od kashali, od kashalo, kashalo means the Rashmi Shans. Kevan de shadina lo you might say. If you're telling me that the lecha, the extra lecha, is going to be thrown onto the law you might say, is a my itzrich leila ir le midrash masor ha'amar bibgulin afsor ha'amar bibatim shechayet haroeh. What did the brayso do? The brayso said maybe we should separate batim and gvulin, and we should try saying that the different halachas in the different locations. We have the drasha of lo yira lecha, which teaches me a kula of shechayet haroeh, but that's written in the pesukim that speak about what the lecha is speaking about b'chol gvulecha. And Batim, the Pasuk of Batim, doesn't say it to Lecha. So maybe I would say that the Kula of Shalchaya Taroa, Taroa Shalchem, would only be limited to Gvulin. By Batim, it wouldn't be true. So what do we answer? No, Soar, Soar. We have a Soar, Lo Yimatze, Bevatechem. We have Soar in the Pasuk of Gvulchem. So Gvulin. And therefore, I know that what's true here is true here. The Kula is the Chumas go across Batim and Gvulin. But meanwhile, what is it that the Gzeres Shavah is also speaking to? That I can take the kula of Shalchaya Taroa, Taroa Shalchirin, and carry it over from Gvulin, where the Lecha is written, over to Batim, as Tosus. But now that you're telling me that the extra Lecha ties itself, gets thrown onto the Yimatze, so the Yimatze is Batim, right? That's the Yimatze Pasuk. So you don't need Zerushah anymore for that. I get it from the Lecha and the Yimatze. I have a Lecha by the Yimatze. So why would you think that you wouldn't have the dress of l'cha by vatim? You have it. You have the l'cha by yematze. The tirei tzvi. So that was again the Rashi Mishanzis kasha. The tirei tzvi. So the Ri hasn't answered to this. The ilav drasha, the saor saor. Without the drasha, the gzereshok saor saor. Havi muki la lemiute shel acherim shel gavoa bibatim. What would I do? I would use the lecha to teach me what? The miyut shalachem shal gavoa, the batim, kmo begvulin. The lolam yutin rachashikibasta, the dolchik. In other words, what are we assuming? That we're tying the lecha to the lo yimatze to teach me that even when I have a case of a yimatze case, a case of nachrishikibasto, but nevertheless, if I'm not mekabel achrayis, I'm not violating. Without the gzeres shava, what would I do? I would say that lecha is meant to connect to yimatze for a different reason, not to tell me kibasto is not going to be violating by yimatze if I have his pikada. No, kibasto is like you. Rather, what would be, it would just tell me that what the Gzeres Shava is now filling in on, that there's a miyut of Shalchai Taro, even by Batim, but not specifically in the case of Kibasto. Kibasto still is, that's like a lecha. So in other words, so the Gzeres Shava first has to cover your base, that there's a miyut Shalchai Taro, Avatar Shalchairim, not only the Gvul and even the Batim. And now I can use the lecha with the Yimatse to tell me, even by case of Yimatse, even the case of Kibasto, also the miyut also would apply. But if I didn't have the Gzeres Shava, I would just use the lecha with the yimatze only insofar as telling me that it's going to go on batim as well as gvulin, but not that it's going in the case of kibasto. So this calls that a dolchik, but that's his way of working out Rashi. Okay. So this is one half of Tosis. Okay, the emes is, there's other suggestions. I don't want to get too bogged down. I want to be focused on the next part of the Tosis. But if you look at the parrots, the Seder is a little bit different in terms of how he sets up the kashas. The first chag of the Balamor already addresses something similar to what you see in Binu Parrots. Binu David talks about, we're going to see other pshatim soon when we get to the end of the Tosis. But for now, there's a svar that he mentions, or Binu Tam. Tosis doesn't mention this. It's mentioned in the Bekitzer. No, this is already on the other kasha. No, this is connected to the other kasha. Wait a second. You know what? Talk it's Omon again and then Tosis anyway. Okay, they'll leave it. Okay. So here we are so far in Tosis, working out why you need Yimatse and why you need the Lecha. And somehow together, we know the Halacha both that by Bibatim, there's no the Halacha also of Shalchem Shal Gavoa is Mutter. We also know that even Kibasto, there's a Heter of Shalchem Shal Gavoa again by Lol Kibul Abach Reis. That's where we are so far. Yes.
Maybe it's becoming more of a Yimatse, but in a way here also, that how exactly does the Rashba understanding that lacha by itself is not going to be mashma, that it's a kibash or little kibash, so if that's how on Chafim Amad Al, that's how exactly you learn it out from lacha.
Yeah, so that's all because of the have the Gzeres Shava. So now I know that the lacha will connect with the Yimatse. Without the Gzeres Shava, I would only limit the lacha to tell me the lacha of the Heter of Pidonos by Batim. That's as far as I would go. This is all after our Gemara, after the Yimatse. So you could say Kibashto is also part of the Lecha. But without the Gzeres Shava, I wouldn't put the Kibashto case into the Lecha.
But even over there, we're not throwing it onto the Yimatse. No,
it's because in the context, they have a Gzeres Shava already. We know there's a Gzeres Shava. Batim and Gvulin are the same. So now the Lecha yields what it yields.
Without having to throw it onto the Yimatse.
Right. Well, no, according to Tosis, the Kibashto is because of the... According to Rashi, you can always have to say, if the chaz of my kibashto is because together with the yimatze. That's what Tosis is saying in the beginning. The first teretz of Tosis, when he starts off. Without the yimatze, I would find a different miyut from lecha. I wouldn't want to go as far as being in my kibashto. Kibashto is mamish lecha, Tosis says. So I would try to find another drasha from Lecha. Now that I have Yimatzeh, now I can use the Lecha and say, even by Yimatzeh, even by Kibasto, it's still excluded. You have to say in the context of Yimatzeh. Yeah, you have to, that's what you have to say. Yeah, yeah, because in the background you have Yimatzeh. That's what you have to say. Okay, this is the Iker. Let's continue with Tosis. Very fundamental question. Tosis asks, a new kasha. Hiksa Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, Rabbeinu Tam has a very interesting kasha here. The Mishum Duchta lo matzmichna trei kroi. Very interesting. We come to our Gemara, we have a mir of Nachman. Shalachim is Nachman, right? Suddenly, we want to differentiate, and we ask, "Nu, this heter, this is Rabbis Pshat in the Braisa. Rabbis Pshat is going on the heter case. We have an exclusion of Nachman. Shalachim is mutter, below kibalavach rats. Ein li elo wat, ein li elo, shalo kibasta. Hava kibasta, shalim chavachatz. We have a lot of places in Shas, a lot of halachis, where we might Nachman. Lo matzino b'shum makom acher, that we should start differentiating and saying, no, maybe the heter is limited to nachri shelo kibasto, she'en shayuch ha'bechatzer, nachri shekibasto minayim. We don't find. Why suddenly here are we differentiating and we need a new makar, a new source to learn out kibasto? That's Rabbeinu Tam's question. Hik Rabbeinu Tam, the b'shum duchta. So a lot of halachas in Shas, the Tuva, the Maisi Yasam, all kinds of halachas mentioned in Chulin. We have miutim, below the gan akum, below sada akum. So the halachas don't apply by akum. The kulu lo matzrich elachat kra. So the one meal serves as an exclusion for all categories of goyim. We don't start breaking it down. And how do I know now, even kibasto, and he's find another meal? No, we don't need to find another meal. The meal is going to go across the board, even achish kibasto. Here, the meal shalcha, if I have one shalcha, I wouldn't know kibasto. And the second one, yoni, yeah.
Was the question on, like, is this question asking on the
trade
kroy or on the differentiation between
kibasto? No, so, ain li ela, shalo kibasto, kibasto minayin, tamalam lo yimatse. In effect, what that's saying is yimatse with the extra lecha. That's what the Gemara explains. Because now the extra lecha, and Rashi explains, the lecha goes on the yimatse. But maybe the other way is to learn it. But either way, the lecha lecha tre zimni is what's allowing us to extend it to the case of kibasta. How that fits the words of, well, you might say we have so far Rashi's pshat. We'll see, maybe I'll mention the parrot, the Balamar, other ways to read it into the lashon of the Braisa, how it connects to lo yimatzeh. Rashi connects it because the lecha goes under lo yimatzeh. Well, lemaisa, I need a separate lecha. Without the extra lecha, I wouldn't know that the miut of nachrim, of acherim, is even by a case of kibasta. When it comes to digan chavlo, digan akum, when it comes to all those other halachas, when we might akum, and we know all akum, akum shelo kibasto, akum shekibasto. And here, we need a new marker, a new yitur, a new lecha, to allow us to understand that the kula that we learned out is even by nachri shekibasto. This is Tosis' question, Rabbeinu Tam's question. So what does he answer? So here you have a variation of answers, but let's see what Rabbeinu Tam says. The Tirat Rajba, again, comes to Rashmi Shans. He says, the kevan de gali lan hacha nachri shekibasto lo chashiv shelcha. Once we're learning out over here from the gilui hapasik, from the extra lecha, that nachri shekibasto is not called lecha, because lecha with the yimatzeh, whatever, so even the yimatzeh is excluded. So now we've discovered a yisod, that kibasto is not going to chip away at lecha. I mean, to the contrary, it's not going to be, kibasto is not called lecha. Kibasto doesn't, the Torah doesn't view kibasto as lecha. Even the yimatzeh needs lecha, in other words, it's not good enough. Lo chashiv shelcha. Now, b'shum duchta, or lo chashiv shelcha b'shum duchta, su lo tzarach trei kroi. Or probably b'shum duchta, su lo tzarach trei kroi. In any other place, we don't no longer need to psukim. U'matim tabay b'chad kroi. So what Tosis is saying is, once I know by chametz from the Yitra Pasuk, it's not just by chametz. This is now enlightening us to understand that there is no distinction. Because the standard is that it's not called lecha. The Torah says even kibasta is not called lecha. I have an extra yitur. So now whenever I have other places where I have a miyut, I don't have a need for a second miyut. Because this, the second miyut that exists by chametz is now going to show us that this is always what it is. Shalcha excludes nachrim, even kibasta. This is tirutz of Rashmi Shantam of Ibn Tamskas. So this concludes, guess what? Once we say it here, we can go back and answer the kash in the previous Tosis of the Rav Yaakov Meir Linus. The Chen Yishkei Taretz Mashik Shei Rav Yaakov Meir Linus Meir Rusu Seichem. The kash in the previous Tosis we did yesterday. That when it comes to Challah, we needed a separate miyot. The Gersa of the Tosis began with in the Gemara in Chulin. That in Menachos, that you have a miyot, a Rusu Seichem of Nachri, and also Shel Hezbish. And here, it's one miyot for both. The Tosis had a possibility to change the girsa there, different girsa, Tosis is another teretz. This is what the Ran said, that once I know by challah that the Torah is equating hegdish and nachrim and consider both to be considered not lecha, not arisa seichem. So now when I have lecha over here, I know already that both are on the same level to be excluded from lecha. The standards will be the same. If Torah doesn't view either of these as a risa seichem, hegdash or nachrim, so neither of them will call lecha, one meat suffices. So we can go back and answer the previous kash as well. This is what Tosus ends up with. So it comes out that there really is a svara lechalik without any extra drushes here. We have real svara lechalik, kibasto or kibasto, and the svara lechalik will be here, will be everywhere. Once I have the drusha here, of the lecha lecha, now I know that kibasto is no different than kibasto, and therefore that's the same everywhere else. Yeah. Well, no, that's the way Tosus works. In other words, he said what he said over there at that point, which was a good teretz. Tosus now is discussing another part of the sugya. Tosus is being a kash that gives a teretz. Tosus says, you know, this teretz can actually be utilized to answer the previous kash. That's not that's the way Tosus works. In other words, at the time, Tosus didn't have, wasn't discussing this issue. So Tosus, you know, gave the answer what he gave. Good. But Maisa, this could be an answer for the other kasha too. It's not uncommon.
So this case lamed onto other cases throughout Shas?
What's that?
No other cases in Shas would have this issue because this is the Malamed.
Right. This is the Malamed. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So that was all in the Havanah, you know, right? Because then Malaskana, we said that really we learn out from here. How do you get it twice?
We're going now that there are two drushes of Risa Seichem, one for Hegdash, one for Nachrim. And once I have the two drushes, and now I know that neither is called Risa Seichem, now I know that when it comes to Lecha, Hegdash and Nachrim are both excluded. There aren't two levels of not being Lecha. They're both in the same category of not being
Lecha. Once we know that now we're not using one pasuk, we're using two.
Once I know by Chala that I have two, so the two are now teaching you that neither is considered a Risa Seichem. So now when I have Lecha, I know that neither is considered Lecha.
And then why we say, look, we use two Lechas by us, by Chametz, don't we?
The two Lechas by Chametz, you're confusing the two issues. The two Lechas by Chametz are Kibasta, Lo Kibasta. But the Miut of Lecha, vis-a-vis Acherim and Hegdish, doesn't need two Miut. These are two separate issues. In other words, what we're saying here, hold the cheshbon. Here, the issue is kibasta lo kibasta doesn't need separate miyutim by all the other halachas, such as sadcha, digancha, and so on, because I know from the lecha lecha here that kibasta is the same as lo kibasta, and it's not called lecha. That's the answer for this kasha. A similar logic can be used to answer the previous Tosis kasha, Yaakov Meir Linus, that. Once, why do you need two miyutim nachri shel hegdish by challah, and here one miyut is enough from nachri and hegdish? The answer is that initially I wouldn't know that I can might both from arisa seichem or lecha. Maybe only hegdish is nesmite, and maybe nachri is more shaykh to be considered lecha. But if I see by challah that the Torah has twice arisa seichem, and we see that the Torah doesn't consider hegdish or nachri to be arisa seichem, now I know that they're both equally excluded from lecha as well. So the fact that there's two miyutim in one place makes it easier for us not to have to come onto two miyutim in other places. That's the basic outline of Tosis. Now, let's see a couple of things to think about. Yes. So the Middle Parrots, again, this is not as important to me right now, but the Middle Parrots has another vart in terms of the Lecha Lecha. And how it fits with all you might say. You'll see inside about Balamor, in the first beginning of Balamor is a little bit like this. Lecha Lecha, without the lo you might say, would be because of Miur Achamiut, which is the Rabbos. And then instead of being the night, the second thing, it actually be Mimarda. But now that I have a lo yimad say, so now I know to work the two lachas as miyutim. So it's another way in terms of the methodology of drushes. Okay, but that's a separate part. I want to focus, first of all, the Baal Amor, after he works out something similar to what we just said, he has seemingly a teretz to Tosfos Kasha. And then we'll see lachara, who are the pshat in the Gemara that will also serve as a teretz to Tosfos Kasha. So in the Baal Amor, just something interesting in terms of why here we need a separate drasha to extend the kula of Shalchaya Taroa, Taroa Shalchayrin, to Kibashto, and nowhere else do we have the need to do that. Says the Baal Amor, in the second part of the Baal Amor, just a couple of lines there. Let's just find those key couple of lines. He says something similar, came out like the Tosfos Beis Parrots. If without the law, you might say, I would say, Emira Hamira Le Rabos, the Seder. After he gets to that, but Hashem, the Ksiv, you might say, Degoy La Nisura. Now, and then it says, Lecha Lecha, so now we know it's not a Mira Hamira Le Rabos, it's a Mira, it's fine. So then, Hilkach Dashina Lehu, I have it on in Ozbahadar in the right column, two lines from the bottom in the right column. That's my edition. I know what you have. Hilkach, but what I gave you in the Maamar Kamos. Hilkach, dashinan luhu lehetera. So because now we have loyimatzi, we can dashin the lechalcha lehetera. Chad lemishra nachri shelo kibashto, right? The chad lemishra nachri shekibashto. Now he's now anticipating Tosfos Kash, Rabbeinu Tam's Kash. The afa gav de be'alma. Elsewhere, we don't have the distinctions between kibasta and kibasta. We don't start saying, and how do I know or might even kibasta? It's all the same. Here, we need the Torah to specifically be mamayit, especially also kibasta. Why? Remember, what comes out of the Gzeres Shavah is that we bring Batim and Gvul in together for Kulas and Chumras. The Lo Yimatzki Pasuk is implying a Chumra that you're not allowed to take Pikdonos Ben Nachman. It doesn't say Lacha. So we have now, the Halacha is that there are cases that you can have in your Rishus of Pikdonos Ben Nachman. That's the case where you're Mekabel Achrayis. So given the fact that we have an interesting halacha here by chametz that makes you liable by Yimatzeh on someone else's chametz, so nachrim, if you're mekabel achrayis, you're not the bailin, but you're mekabel whatever achrayis, different shitas, what achrayis means exactly, but some level of liability that you're assuming puts you in violation. Given the fact that there is an issa by Yimatzeh, when you're mekabel achrayis, sal kedaita chamina lehevei nachri sheki basto, the low kabbalah achrayis kenachri shelo kibasto the kabbalah achrayis. In other words, l'maisa there's a halacha of kabbalah achrayis, and they are all nachrim yochai. For Abaya, that was good for what the b'risa was asking, and he flipped the girsa. For Rava, we knew that misvara by the case of chiyuv. But the bottom line is that there is a halacha of kabbalah achrayis which makes you liable. If that's the case, maybe getting a pikadon from a nachri shekibasto, even without kabbalah sachrayis, will be tantamount to the case of kabbalah sachrayis. L'achri yitzbrich treit l'chalchot treit zimni l'mishra ben kibasto m'shalo kibasto. Interesting smart. Obviously, we haven't learned the union of achrayis yet, but you have to know, to begin to think about, Tosfos didn't allow for such a smart. Tosfos felt that the standards of Lecha by Chametz would not, there'd be no svara l'chalek by chametz from anywhere else. That we would think maybe over here, kibasto should be different and make you liable for bayirei matzah, in as much as you see kabbalah sachrais makes you chayv, you know, you don't own it. Essentially, that's about more smart. You see that the standards of bechar are different here. You don't really own the chametz, and yet you're liable if it's kabbalah sachrais. So maybe dafka by chametz, we have a reason to think that kibasto is also make you chayv, because it's a nefesh kibasto, the moncha kimono. So it also has a certain shaykhis to you, even though you don't technically own it, but it's kabbalah sachrais, you also don't own it. So the Bama is a very geshmach esvar. In other words, if kabbalah sachrais makes you liable by a nachri even shaloki basto, so I could argue that a nachri shaki basto, even without kabbalah sachrais, you'd be chayv. So therefore, anywhere else, we would ever think that there should be a difference, the gancha, whatever it is, whether it's kibasto or kibasto, it's all the same. But dafka by chametz, we need such a new miut, because I would have perhaps thought that here the Torah would be more machayiv you, even though it's not your chametz, because kabbalah sachar is also enough. And Tosus didn't allow for it. Tosus thought that whatever is gacha here, and if you would think that kibasto would be considered a chad, then there should be a reason to think everywhere else as well, except after the Gilui, maybe it's different. I mean, Lemaisa, you see in Tosus anyway that Tosus didn't think to be machalik, because at the end of the Tosus. Tosus, we could answer from Ariso Sechem. That they see by Chala, that Shel Nachri, Shel Hegdish are the same, and they're excluded from Ariso Sechem. So now I know by Chametz as well that Hegdish and Nachrim are the same. What do you mean? Maybe by Chametz, maybe Nachrim should be more called Lecha, because you see Kabbalah Sachrais from a Nachrim makes you Chayiv. Something similar to the Baal Amor Svar. The Stomatosis didn't think that that should be any Svar Lechalik. It's interesting, Machlokes. When it comes to the Baal Amor, it's a Gishmaka answer to Tosis Kasha. You see that by Chametz is a different level. So maybe here you needed to tell me Kibashto is also Pater, you're also Pater from Bayer Rabbi Mas. Because you see, Achrayis would have made you Chai, maybe Kibashto as well. Tosus didn't allow for such a possible answer.
I was going to ask, going back a little bit, Tosus, how he originally asks, why do we need Gzera Shava once we have a Chah? And
yeah.
He brings up the answer and he says it's Dokei. Wouldn't it have been just like a much more Pashut answer to say, I mean, I'm probably misunderstanding the time of the to say that you need also to bring over the kulas from Tehan.
Yeah. You know, you're saying good, but it's mashma from the Braisa that the Gzera Shav is also for this. You're right, you need Gzera Shav for the kulas, but it's mashma from the Braisa that the Gzera Shav is also teaching me the Issa. The Imba Batim, the Braisa is using Gzera Shav in both directions. You're right. The etzim, right? The kasha is not what he needs Gzera Shava. It's what he needs Gzera Shava for both directions. Because the lashon is shel zeh. I don't know how much you guys hear when someone asks over here a kasha. Probably should always say it over for everybody. But okay, yeah, okay. Now, so we have now for another answer to this kasha. Seemingly, we have another approach completely that would resolve Tosis Kasha and gives us a whole different perspective on the Gemara, on what exactly is the point of Kibasta. The way that we've been learning until now is Al Derech Rashi, and that's the whole premise of the whole discussion in the Tosis in terms of the Lecha issue, whether you're liable for Bal Yiraya by a case of Nachri Shekibasta. Why is there more reason to think you are liable and Kamash Malan that you're not? Because kibasto, it's mamono kimamoncha, as Rashi says. Where's the lesson of Rashi? Where is it? Which Rashi?
It's
yeah, earlier.
Yeah,
Davi Mamona Kimamoncha. Yeah. Mamona Kimamoncha. So this is why you would think that it's called Lecha. If you have your Sheikhs, you can take away his mama. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, learning Pshat in the Gemara, the Brice of Kibasto, and Pshat that Rabban gives in working into the Brice. So originally this quotes the Brice, of course. That was his gear, so kapi alya, his take on it, the tail versus the head. Fine. Go on. Amar Abaye. He does say Nachash Kibasto, Shaul Kimosal Khash Abade Usr. Amar Abaye Epoch Kalama Nachash Kibasto Kimosal Khahu Khashu the Usr. He says a lesson k'mo selcha. But let's continue in the Rach. Rava Amar. Now, how does he take kibasta or kibasta now when they read Rava? Whether Abaya was the same or different, Ali, for your own thought, because he uses Lashonis earlier, selcha, but I want to focus on what he says for Rava. Could be that this is Dafka, pardon, Machogis Abaya for Rava? You can maybe say maybe Abaya would be al derech Rashi, or maybe you can work it out. But certainly now with Rava, the tune changes. And what is the inyan of kibasto? Take a look. Rava Amar le'olam lo tepuch. The areshakai. We're going on the heter. Kilomar b'tchila se inyan hadvar mamurim. We're going back on the beginning of what the Rai said mentioned. Shelcha yata roeh. That there's a heter of taking pikdonis min anachrim. Ein liyela shemuter lecha liros chemso shel nachri ela benachri shelo kibasto ve'en sharim chab. Maybe I only know a heter to see chemso shel nachri if he's anachri shelo kibasto and he's not with you. She'en becha yecholes limano. That you don't have the power to restrain him, to restrain him. Nachushiki basta b'shari imcha b'chatsa minayin, minayin meaning sh'af apishi yesh b'cha yecholes limano. You have the power to restrain him. Shemutter, that's also mutter, sh'nemar lo yera l'cha sh'cha yataroa avtaroa sh'lacherim. So right away, notice, what is the point that the Rach is saying within Rava, that kibasto maybe would be worse, because you can be monea him from holding onto chalitz. First glance, what's it? Monea him? What's that to monea him? The mano. The issue is that it's like I'm holding chalitz, right? The issue is not, no, he's focusing on his chalitz, that you can be monea him from holding chalitz. Let's go on first in terms of the Gemara itself. So how does the Gemara read? So the Gemara continues. Daksinan, let's just continue with the Rach to get the flow of the Gemara. Daksinan hai tana mahadale atera. The Tan is focusing on trying to find the heter by kibasto. Koloma mi masma hani kroi marin advarim semuta liros chemto shenachri shelo kibasto. So we're trying to push the heter of Shalchaya Tanura Tershachim, even by Kibasto, Tamalam lo yimatzei, that's the Kasha. So let's see how he went to Gemara. Uparkinan, Hayisa Omer Asur, listen carefully how he's learning the Gemara. Hayisa Omer Asur, Shenema lo yimatzei, Mikol Makom. So it's a new pshat in the Gemara. What's the Gemara's teretz? Mishum that we say trei zimni has it fit the brisa? The brisa is a chesur mechsura. The brisa didn't fill in the last line. The brisa says mishum shenema lo yimatzei. It's not a reason why it's mutter. Lo yimatzei is the reason why what? Well, you would have thought that when you have a nachri shekibasto, sheyachol eslamano, that you would be us. So the brisa didn't actually give me the punchline. This is the Rach's reading of the Gemara. I'm just taking from the Rach. You see it? The Gemara says, you're coming out of the pasuk of Isser, mishum trei shezimni. That's the real reason why it's mutter. What the brisa is doing, why would have been us? New pshat in the Gemara. Rashi has pshat that lecha connects to lo yimatzei. No. And the other pshat with him, it's that the brisa is not talking about the heter part. It's talking about why you would have thought it's asur, and then you fill in the blanks why it's mutter. Okay. This is the Rach's meaning of the Gemara. But Meanwhile, what did the Rach say about why you would have thought that kibashto is worse? Because you can be moneya him. This sounds like a different vort than Rashi, and a different vort than what we've been assuming in Tosfos, and I think for that, all the kashas fall away. In other words, until now we're saying the ma'ila of kibashto is it's mamono kimamoncha, so it's like you're holding chametz. It's lecha. It's your chametz. Nope. By other places, we don't assume that maybe it's considered degancha if it's a case of kibashto. Rabbeinu Chananel, I think, is saying a vort. Why would you think that kibashto is worse? Because it says what? The Bais is talking about why it's us, why you think it's us. It's mamas telling me of a local vort. What would you think? Why would you think it's us, sir? Says the Bais, so why would you think it's us, sir? That you need a lecha lecha? Because of yimatz. So right away you see that it's not shaykh anywhere else. Right away from the pshat itself in the Gemara, how it lays out in the Braisa, you see already, just like the Balamor went to his way with this, that it's a svar dafka by chametz, because you see achrayus, yochayiv. The Rach is saying also, it's a svar by chametz. But what is the svar? What does it mean? The question is all you might say. So what would all you might say be teaching me without the lecha lecha that's matir? You might say be teaching me that it's a problem for you to have in your rishus someone else who's mimash hechametz, and maybe you have a responsibility to see to it that there should be no one in your jurisdiction that's being mash hechametz. Notice the difference. This is not about I have chametz in my rishus because I have control over his mom. It's about the yimatzei means I cannot allow anyone being masha chametz around me. And since it's kibashto, since I have control, I can tell him, get rid of your chametz. It's not his isser. He's not Jew, he's not mitzuvah. But I'm mitzuvah that he should not have chametz by him. It's a hiravart. It's a different type completely. And I believe that this is so meduyik in the Lashon HaRambam, I will say. So meduyik. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam. And the Rambam is very often is al derech the Rabbeinu Chananel. How does the Rambam quote the halacha of kibashto? That even kibashto is mutter. Perek Dalet, right? Perek Dalet, beginning of Perek Dalet. Let's read a little bit of the Rambam. We'll start with Halacha Aleph. Kasuba Torah lo yochel chametz yochum taman ahipkid yad goyim lo ye over tamalomas olo yimatsi afilu tmino o ifkida. That's by you if you're mafkid. Yochel lo ye over and kin haya chametz it's mashma that has to be let's see. Listen carefully. Lashon HaRambam. How does he understand this halacha of Shulchan Torah? Be medayik, everybody. I want to ask you. Yachol yechayiv on the grass issue. Yachol yechayv levayim ershu so chametz togayos so hegdish tamalomar lo yerocha shel chaya teroa ava teroa shel achem shel gavoa halamadita shel chametz shel Yisrael imenicho ershu so afilu taman afilu biracheres if it's in your reshus even if it's concealed and it's not a city afilu mufka biagoyin hareiz over mishum loy bayim matzei that's if it's a different resource, but it owned by you. Sounds like it has to be owned by you. The chametz shel hegdish shel shel goy, shel haya eitzel Yisrael, afilu haya emo babayis, harei ze mutar mipnei she'eino shelo. Giveaway in the language of the Rambam. What does it sound like in the Rambam? First of all, just in this issue. Shel hegdish v'shel goy v'shus Yisrael, v'yanam v'kabu achrayis, why is it mutar mipnei she'eino shelo? No, be medayik. We'll say, what? How do you read the Rambam? What's the gather of the p'tur? It's because shel acherim. because it's not so low. Just maybe the lesson. No? Too fast? It sounds like, to me, it sounds like Natikra. Right? It sounds like those Rishonim, the Ran, Ben David, Usman Davdalid. He says, so Akam shall like this by you, it's really Eno Shalom. That, again, the Gedder Hamid is, it's not called Shalom. It doesn't have to be the Shad Messiah. It could be that the Pasuk is in the Galah. This is not called Shalom, but it's because it's not called Shalom. Now, here's what we need. Kibashto. Again, Chamed Shal Nachri, Bishus Yisrael, he's going to say some Lo Kibbol Abachrayis, it's Mutter Mesh'eno Shalom. Va'afilu Haya Shal Ger Tosav. The Ram gives you the case of Ger Tosav. He's living there, he's like to live in Eretz Yisrael, live by you. Shayat, and we have control. Shayat Yisrael, Takifa, Shayat Yisrael, Shalat Esalav. That's how the Ram understands Kibashto. It's Ger Tosav that he's Makabel. Certain Kabbalists not to do Avodah Zarah, Zayin Mitzvahs, different Shitas of what he has to be Makabel, but it's a formal status of Ger Tosav. He has a right to live there and with Mitzvah L'Achayoso, but he answers to us. So Yad Yisrael Shalat Esalav, Ein Kofin Oso, L'Hotzi HaChametz Mershuso B'Pesach. Who's Kofin Oso? What does it mean? Kofin who? Ain't Kofin Oso. Who are we discussing? What? Kedosha. The Rambam is explaining the Nachash HaKibashto Minayin of the Gemara, of Rava, that the Heter of Shalachem Shal Gavoy even extends to Shonachim of Kibashto. And how does the Rambam formulate it? That even though he's a Gertosh of Yadiso Shaletes, Ain't Kofin Oso L'Hotzi Mirshuso BePesach. This Rashi, totally different picture. This is the Rach. Yecholes Lamano. So the issue that we're discussing is because maybe the Torah would want to answer that you cannot allow anyone that is living in your midst to be holding on to chametz. It's a very different perspective than what we had in Rashi. But Rashi, the perspective was that the mamono ke mamoncha, so it's like you're holding, it's like your chametz. Chametz is by you because you have a shaykhis. Because you have the control over that, of his money. So it's like your money, it's like your chametz is by you. According to Ben Hanan, and then you have these kashas of Tosis, but how come elsewhere when we're married, Dugan Chavo Dugan Akam, we don't have to have a special meal for Kibashto? According to the Rabbeinu Hanan and the Rambam, there's no question to begin with. Because the whole issue is about that maybe the standard is that the Torah does not let you have in your vicinity anyone that's holding on to chametz. The Rabbeinu Hanan was, that's what the Baisa means by saying, Tamalom Elo Yimad, say not the reason why it's mutter, the reason why you would think it was us. And the Rambam, therefore, the point is not that you can't have it, it's that you can't let him have it. Ein kofin oso lahotzi chametz mershuso b'pesach. Okay, what do you do? He goes on with the sugya later, asas machitza. Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, okay, here. But I right now I'm just happy with the Kibashto in the Rambam. Yeah. It's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch is Mishana a little bit the lesson. Rafi, you have a question.
Within that theoretical, you have to
get
it out of things
because
you're important
to use it. Would you be aware if you didn't? Yeah, so that's maybe according to the Ben Chana, it would be like Lo Yimatzeh. But the gather of the Lo Yimatzeh is that you have tolerated someone else owning chametz in your shiur. It's not your shahiya. It's a Torah's not allowing, you have cannot tolerate anyone's holding on to chametz. Would this necessarily, I don't know that would include Hefker, in other words. It's not that you have to get rid of any chametz in your shush. It's that you force, no one's allowed to be in living among you that is owning chametz. It could be Hefker, it's not the same. But someone is being mashal chametz around you. Even though it's on his isser, it's your isser that you tolerated his being holding on to chametz. Interesting take. Interesting thing in the Shulchan Aruch, it's basically Lashon HaTorah, and the Shulchan Aruch uses Lashon HaTorah in Siman Taf Mem. In Siv Beis, we'll come back eventually, discuss Nefesh HaShem starting next week. We're getting to the next part of the Gemara, about Achrayis and different Shitas, and the Davagam and Mama, very Geshmak Sugis coming up. So in Sif Aleph, you have the question of what's called Achrayis, what the Shir is. Siv Beis, then Eino Chayev Achriyuso, if you're not Mekabel Achrayis, Eino Chayev Levaro, Afim Kobash Tachas Yado. Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is different than the Rambam. See, your idea was also from the earlier Rambam, but I think what's striking is not that Rambam. That's not much, doesn't give you that much to work with. The second Rambam does. The Rambam's lesson was that you're not mechayev, not mechayev what? Yeah, feel sure, you're a toshav, so yad yisrael takifa, ain't koven also lehotzi achametz. Even though you are in control, you don't force him to get rid of the chametz. The way the Shulchan Aruch puts it, what the Shulchan Aruch did not, and the Torah did not borrow from the Lashon Rambam, is kofin oso. The kofin oso language of the Rambam doesn't get mentioned in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. In kofin oso hotzachamitz mirshuso, the Rambam used that lashon here. It just puts it under the same heading. Eino chayv levaro, kilu it's your chiv abiyur. I mean, the case of Gertoshev he takes from the Rambam, but the way to understand it seems more like Rash. Do I have a chiyuv biur on the chametz of someone who I have control over? Keep going, Gertoshev. But the Rambam's keep going, Gertoshev led me to formulate as when I'm a chayv him, Levayah. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about what when mechayv him lahotzi. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch in Siv Beis here is in a chayv levaro, if you can come tachas yadu, go through their toshav shemecha b'chatzin. And then he goes on with the mechitza sarat the Rambam has. In the sarat siyun, so I have in Mishnah Berurah Siv Kan Chaf Hei, again, if you, I don't know if you have it or not, probably not. Kigon shugir toshav, ratzalom, now just quoting Mishnah Berurah here. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So how does that sound? A grash, right? The case of Gertoshev, we plug in the case of Gertoshev. I would say, and therefore you have to be motzi pikdono mirshuscha. That's the Mishnah Berurah. In the Sharat Siyun, he's only on this diuk. Sharat Siyun os chafhei. On the Sif Katan in Mishnah Berurah is what I tell you, Yud Aleph. It's Sif Katan Yud Aleph in Mishnah Berurah. In Os Chavtei, on that Mishnah Berurah, he says Rashi. And he's about to say, have me a Simon Kamoncha Rashi. Ube Rambam Isa, She'en Yachal Lekofo, Lahotzi Achamet Mirshuso Ayin Shah. So the Sharat Siyun, the Chavetz Chaim, is noting the Shine Lashon between the Rambam and what he just said, Al Derech Rashi. The Rambam is writing she'en yachol chufa lahotzi. So firstly, he's medayik the following issue. Umashma midvarav the lab dafka pikadon kai. Lab dafka pikadon. Ella the saka daitach the asli Yisrael lahaniach bigvul eretz Yisrael chametz afil biyad mi she'eno Yisrael kamashma l'delel va'ayin. So what he does out of the Rambam is says it's mashma that a Jew cannot allow before it's Yisrael that chametz should exist biyad mi she'eno Yisrael. Dafka about a pikadon case. Now, according to Rashi, it's the follow more like a pikadon case. Pikadon, you know, the kabbalah achrayis, monok and mamoncha, maybe that's already a problem because you could take the money away from him and so on. But together, the Rambam is like, he's picking up an idea that you can't tolerate that there should be chametz beyond anybody in Eretz Yisrael. That's mamish avort in the Rambam. He says, nafkamina wouldn't have to be a pikadon, it could be anything. Okay, so it comes out, we have a very different perspective on this whole kibashto bit, and then of course Tosfos Kasha would not start in terms of all the other sugyas that don't differentiate kibashto lo kibashto. Okay, I'm guessing you didn't start on next Gemara, right? Okay, so you have what to start on for next year. It'll be in a couple of days. Everyone should have a good rest, and we'll be in touch to get about what will happen this year or so tomorrow. Okay.